on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, in the third Mishnah. Mishnah says, Shloisha Achin, Shnayim Mehem Nisuyim Shtei Achoyois, Ve'echod Nosui Nochis. Meis Echod Mibalei Achoyois. So one of the husbands of the sisters died. The konas nosi nochis es ishtoi, and the nosi nochis was miyavim ha. Umeiso ishtoi shalsheini, and now, after the nosi nochis was miyavim the sister, so that took care of the nefila rishayne, the nefila from the first brother, when she fell to him. To the other brother, she was an achisisha, and he was miyabim ha. After he was miyabim ha, umeisa ishtoi shalsheini. Now, the wife of the second brother died. So what did that accomplish? So that accomplished that she's no more an achis isha to the second brother. The first nefila, she was an achis isha. But after the yibum of the third brother, she became oisach isisha to the second brother. V'acharkach meis nosui noches. And now the third brother died. And now she could, theoretically, she could fall a yibum to the second brother because now she's no more an elve. She's no more an achisisha. So the Mishnah says, Arezu Asura Olav Elomis. She is also to the second brother, Hoyu Venesra Olav Shoachas. That means, since in the first Nefila, the first time she fell, so she was also to the second brother, Altachis Isha. So her Eishes Och became Lakadeshes Och Sheyeshla Bonim. And it remains also, a Nesra de Kaishas Och will never get a heta. So that is why she's also to the second brother. Rashi says, Sho'achas b'nefila rishayna, k'shenoflo me'ochiv harishay. When she fell from the first brother, then she was also on the second brother, because then she was on Achesish. Zog de Gemore, Oma Rav Yehuda Oma Rav. Kol yevoma she'ena nikoyre bo b'shas nefila yevoma yovei alel. If b'shas nefila there is no mitzvah yibum, harei keishes ach sheyesh lo bonim va'asurim. So she has a din of an eishes ach sheyesh lo bonim, and she remains also. That means even though the sibbe that there was no mitzvah yibum falls off. She was an elva, now she became ois elva, but there is a din of nesra. So the Gemara asks, Maika Mashmalon, what is Rav telling us? Tanina, we learned this in the Mishnah. That the din of nesra says in our Mishnah, Hareizu Asura Olovei Lomis, that she's also to the second brother, Hoyo Venesra Olov Shoachas. Since it was Nesro Shoachas, so she remains also. So the Gemara answers, Mao de Taime, no, Rav is telling us a Chiddush. Hani mili eiched loy ichaz yelo b'nefila rishayna. The case of our Mishnah is speaking about that the nefila from the first brother, she was an elve. So memele, so now she wants to, now there's a second nefila. There's a nefila from the second brother. So we say, but the Eishes Ach from the first brother became Nesro on the Yovam. So Memele, he cannot be Miyabim her because of the Eishes Ach of the first brother that was Nesro. That means the nefila from the first brother was Nesro. She was an Ervet B'shas Nefila. But in the case of The case of Rav in Bishas the Nefilo Rishoyne, she became Ois Erve. That means Bishas, she fell to the Yovam, she was an Achis Isha. But then she became Ois Achis Isha. That's what Rav is telling us. So I would think, she get a heter, the Eishis Ach of this Nefilo, she get a heter, because now the only reason he was unable to be Miyabim her, because she was an Achis Isha. Now that the Achis Isha falls off, so he should have a chance to be Miyabim her. The Chazilo b'Nefilo Rishoyin, a Matishteri, so I would think she is Mutter. Kamash Milo. So the Mishnah tells us that, that so Rav is telling us that she's also. So the Gemara says, Honami Tanina, this halacha we also learned. Shnei Achim Zemishne. We don't need Rav for this. Shnei Achim Nisuyim Shtei Achoyis. Meis Echod Mehem. Vachakach Meiso Ishtoi Shel Shaini. Hareizu Asura Olam Elomit. So here you see clear that this halacha applies by that she became mutter in the Nefilo Rishoyne. She became Oiserve. Afalpike, it says in the Mishnah, Reizu Asura Olav Eilomitz, Oil Vanesra Olav Shoachas. So again, it's Reizu Vanir, so what is Rav telling us? So Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Mal de Teima Hosam Hu de Itchilo Mahai Beisa Legamri. In the case of the Mishnah, there were two brothers, and When one brother died, so she was an elder to the other brother. She was Achis Ishtoi. So what was the din? So she became Mutter Lishuk. There's no mitzvah Yibum. She an elder. There's no mitzvah Yibum. So since she died an elder, there was Nifka the Zika. There's no Zika. She's Mutter Lishuk. Later, now she becomes Ois Elder. Now, the wife of the Yavam, who was the sister of the Yavama, dies. So we say it's not Chayze V'Nir HaZike. If Bishas Nefila there was no Zike, and she became Mutter Lishuk, so it's not Chal HaZike later. Avol Hochid Le'itchilo Mahai Beise Legamri. But Rav is talking about a case that there were three brothers. Two brothers married two sisters, and one was a pony. Now, one brother died, and before the third brother had a chance to be Miyabimha, the sister of the second brother died. So now you have a Yevome who always was a skukele Yibum to the brother that was a pony. So that means that Azika was Chal B'Shasmi, not to this brother, but there was Azika Chal. So now did be a mokim to think that now since she became Ois Achois Isha, since the wife of the Yavam died, who's the sister of the Yavamit, so I would think now since there always was Azika, the Zika should be Nispashit and this Yavam also. So just like she's chazi lahai, so there is still a zike, so now she'll become chazi lahai. Kamash melon, that's the chiddush of Rav. So Rav is telling us that there's a din of nesra, even though benefila rishayne she became muta, the erva was nifke. Even though lo yitchaya mehai beisa afal pikein, there's a din of nesra. That is the chiddush of Rav. Let us see Rashi. Arei ke'eishes ach, v'afal gav da'od derichashe. Even though later she becomes chazilim. V'nefilo rishoyne, kol zman nefilo rishoyne, the case of the Mishnah was that Bishas the Nefilo Rishoyne, she was an elder. אבל איך דיס חזי בנפילו ראשונו, כגוי, שמייסו איש דוי אחמיסס אוכי ולוי קונסה נוסי נוכס. So now she is neufel, now the nefila wasn't this time, she's neufel now to both of them. So the Gemara said, we have a Mishnah, so it says the Mishnah over there is, Dit chayelo mahay beisel gamri. The case of the Mishnahs were only two brothers, so as soon as her husband died, and the Yovan was married to her sister, so Rashi says, Mishenoflo, she became nitchem as soon as she fell. Ve'ein kan acher, there's no other brother, Elazer balachoyse, is nitches, so she was nitche from Yibo. Ve'nifteres l'shuk, and she became mutter l'shuk, ve'ein oleho tzad zika oit, there is no zika on her whatsoever. Avol heiche delo yitchayim ay beise legamri, Bishas nefile, but she wasn't itcha mahay beise. Shoho yeshom nosi noches. There was a nosi noches. Uskuk eliyabeim, and there was a zika on her for yibum, to the nosi noches. Eima migo de chozi le nosi noches, since she is chozi to the nosi noches, adayin zikos oleo. So memele, she's still a skuke. That means the yibum, the missus, Bailo was mapul holy yibum. And there's a zikan. V'chimeisa achoisa. So therefore, when her sister dies, v'oida b'nefilin, she's still in a matzev of nefila liyibum. This yabim lozeh b'nefila. So now, she should be permitted to be yabim lozeh. She's in the midst of a nefila, and now, she became timoy selva. Kamash molon Rab Yehuda deloi, that is a dinesra filo in such a case also. Now, let us see the next Mishnah. Shloisha achim, shnayim mehem nisuyim shtei achoyes, ve'echod nosui noches. Girish echod mi balei achoyes es ishtoi. Now, one of the balei achoyes gave a get to his wife. Umeis nosui noches. And now, the nosui noches died. So now you have two brothers that could be miyavim her. One brother is married to one of the two sisters. The other brother is not married to any of the sisters. He gave her a get already. Bekonsa ha-megarish. So the megarish was koines the nosi noches. The noches, he was koines the noches. Umeis. And then he died. So the Mishnah seems to be a very simple Mishnah. Zui sha'amru v'kulon shemesu einis garshu tzoriseyem mutoris. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us that since L'chayre will see when the Nosi Nochis died, he had already given a get to the Achis, the sister of Ashes Achiv. So so she never was a Tzoris Achisisha. So Mamela is a Tzorisayim Mutoris. So the Mishnah is very simple. That means he once, if he hadn't given the Achis a get, so then she would have been a Tzoris Achisisha. But he gave her a get before even the brother died. So tzoriseyim mutoris. Shemesu was nizgarshu tzoriseyim mutoris. V'konsa amegarish umeis. So Rashi says, muteres zu lehisyabe. Now, the other brother is permitted to be miyabmo. Sherei ad sheloi konsa girish esarishet. Before he was miyabmo, he had given his the dachisa get, shehi erve. That means the Noches never became a Tzorah to the Servah. So she never was a Tzorah's Achais Ishtai. Let us see the Gemara. So the Gemara, now we have here three things that happened. we have Girish. First he gave his wife a get. Then we have Mace, that the brother died. And then we have Konas, and then he was Miyabim. And then we have, he died. Now it says, so we, with this combination of Giresh, Meis, Konas, Meis, that's the Seder and the Mishneh. So this Noches is Mutter to the brother. So the Gemara makes a diyek. Taime de Giresh, ba'acha kach Meis. That the whole time she is Mutter to the brother, is because first it was Girish, and then the Nosi Nochis died. Avo Meis, v'achakach Girish. But what would be if the Seder would be fakert? That first the brother died, the Nosi Nochis died. And let's give a preview. So the Nosi Nochis died, so now this, she's falling Liyibum, to both brothers, and we hold Yesh Zike, so we could consider her that she was a Tzora. Let's speak about the brother that eventually died. She was a Tzora to Achais Ishtoi of the other brother. And then later he gave her a get, and will hold Nesuim Rishayim Apilim. That means that if she was a Tzoras Erva Bishas Nisuin, she remains also, even though Bishas Misa, she was not a Tzora to the Erva, but if you only assume Rishayim Apilim a Tzora to an Erva, Bishas Nisuin is also sufficient to give her the Tzoras Erva. So then it would, then the Mishnah would seem to be saying, the Mishnah set up a Seder, it was Girish Meis. Konas Meis. That was that's the Seder. But it would seem if the Seder is not like that, if the Seder would be Meis Giresh, Meis Giresh Konas Meis, so then the din would be that the Nochis would be Yasa. So, L'cheire, we see two things from here. Now, the Gemara it speaks about it in the Sugya. We see two things up from here. Number one, we see there's a din of Yesh Zike, that as soon as the Baal Nochris died, we consider her an Ashes. She's a wife of one of the brothers that's married to the Achoyes. So she became a Tzores Achoyes Isha. And later, even though he'll give her a get, and Bishas Misa, she's not a Tzoras Elva, but since she was a Tzoras Elva, Bishas de Nisuin, she's also to the other brother. Taima de Giresh v'achakach Meis. Avul Meis v'achakach Giresh Asure, then she'll be also to the other brother. Omar Rav Ashi Zoyse Meres Yezike Afilo Betreyach. So we see over here, even though Bishas the she fell to Yibum, she fell to two brothers, but we say Yezika filo betrayachi. Now let us see Rashi. Taimo de Giresh Baal o Echoyes Trila. First, the Baal of the one of the Echoyes gave her a get. Va'achakach meis nosi nochis. Da filo bezike loinasi sarosa miyoylo. That she never was a tzore to one of the to that sister, because he gave her a get before her husband died. Her meis nosi nochis, but what would it then be? If the nosi nochis died before he gave her a get, v'huskike nochis lebalei achoyis, and now the nochis became askuke to the balei achoyis. Ba'achakach girish, and then he gave a get to the sister. Vinosol izu, and then he was miyabim ha. Is hoyel. Vekoidim shegirish. Since, before when he was megarish, nasis toroso bezikis, she already was meis v'achakach girish. So she became a tzore to the achois bezike. Asur alochit. So then she's also to the other brothers. So she's a tzore sachis isha. Kshi yomus amegarish mishim tzore sachis isha. Now, Rashi is going to say something which we'll really appreciate what Rashi is saying when we'll finish the sugya, but the Vayal will just learn it without seeing what Rashi is saying. The Mishnah says that we bedike the Mishnah. The Mishnah says there was Giresh, Meis, Konas, Umeis. That was the Seder. And it seems this Seder is Li'ikuvim. So we're Medayik. What would be if the Meis, Girish, Konas, or Meis, or Biyoso? That's the Diyik. What would be the Din if it would be Meis, Girish, Meis? What would the Din be there? That means if this brother who we say Yezike was not Koinesa, gave a get to his wife, or he didn't give a get to his wife, but he wasn't kainasa. He did give a get. Meis, Giresh, he gave a get, and then Meis. Will she also have a din of a tzores achisisha? Because he's saying the sum rishayim apilum. We're saying that that's the din of yesh zike, she's considered Tzoras Achos Isha before the Gerishin. So what would be if there wouldn't be a Konas? So Rashi says as follows, Bishloime Iloi Konso, if he wouldn't have been Koinesa, having Meteres Lozeh, so then she'd be Mutter to the other brother, Machmas Zikas Ochiv Horishin. So Rashi seems to be saying that why do you have to say that if that brother died, that she's falling to the third brother via the second brother. And she's falling via the second brother, so then she has the din of a tzores achisisha. Rashi says, if he wasn't miyabam her, so I could say she's falling from the first brother, straight to the third brother. You don't have to go via the second brother. So memele, so we'll say the zika was straight to him. And Gonish, so he's permitted to be Miyabma. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Bishloi me'iloi konso, if that other brother eventually would have not been Miyabma, have him eteres lozeh, mach mazika sochev arishin, so then we assume that she fell straight from the nosi nochis to the third brother. So she never was at tzores achis isha. But since he was Miyabama, so now Rashi seems to be saying, so then they say, Goli Milsalam Afreya, that the Zika was to him. There was a Zika already, Mishas Misa. If he's Miyabim, I say, Yesh Zika Mishas Misa. So she ready, she was, Atzoras Achisisha Mishas Misa. And he holds Nisum Rishonim Apilim. So then she becomes also. Av Mishakonsa, Ba'achshav Zekuko Lozeh Mikoyach Baal Ha'elve. Now she's Zokuk because of the Baal Ha'elve. Now she's falling Mikoyach Baal Ha'elve. Asure. It's Rashi means to be saying another vote also that she's falling because of him. He married, he was Kainasa, and he was Kainasa, and now she's falling even to the third brother, Mikoyach his issues. He says, Rashi says it's a little different. That means if there was only Zike, then I won't say that she's falling li yibum mikoyach the ach, the second ach. I'll say she's falling li yibum mikoyach the first ach. She's not falling mikoyach him. That means the din Zike alone will not create a din nefila li yibum to the third ach. But since there was Konas, so now she became Take his wife, so then I say, so there's an Afila Liyibum from him, and Mitzad him, she was Tzoras Achis Ishtai. because already there was a zikah mishas misa. That's what Rashi says. So we see this a din of yesh zikah betrayachi kegoyin hochi. Kegoyin hochi. The chimeis nosi nochis koydem geirishin shoza. Hoitha zu zakuke lishnei balei hachoyis. There was a zikah to two brothers. Omanya bo zikah zu lo Yisrael hasheni. It means, he says, the zikah which makes her an isha to the brother that eventually was girish, so that asks her on the sheni. He says, so the defilah is because he was kindness to her and he died. But she became a tzore before the knesa with the zikah. So we have, so Rashi says, from this Mishmi of Araya, Yeh Zike, Vafilu Betrayach. So the Gemara says, Ola Ravashi, Kashe, Der Rav Nachman. As we hear in the top of the Omud, Der Rav Nachman brought a Raya from the Mishnah, that Ein Zike, Afilu Bechadach. We hear the top Mishnah said as follows, Shloisha Achim, Shnaimem, Nisuyim, Shtei Achoyis, Ve'echad Nosi Nochis, Meis echod mi balei achoyes. And then it says that the Mishnah's Messiahim and the Bala Maimer, and then the other, the Bala Dosinochis made Maimer in one of the achoyes. Who meis? Nochis cheletzes veloi misyabemes. So there it says, if he made Maimer, there it says if he made Maimer, so then the din is that that the Torah, the Nochis, is Chaylatzes V'loi Mishabem. Maimer is only a Darabonon, so she's considered a Torah's Acheisisha Midarabonon. But it would seem if he would not have made Maimer, so then the din is that should be, the Nochis would be Mutter to the other balachoyes. L'chayre, why is the nochis mutter? L'chayre, the first sister was a skuke to the balanochis. We would say that then she's only a skuke to her. We should say, yes, zike, afilu, there's one brother over there. So if you would say, yes, zike, so the nochis should be considered a tzores achis isha bezike. And she should be also to the other brother. So Rav Nachman brought a raya from that Mishnah, we say, Ein Zike. Afilu Bechat. And here Rav Ash is bringing a raya from this Mishnah, he say, Yesh Zike, Afilu Betray. That's the Gemara's Kash. Lo Rav Ashi, Kashi, the Rav Nachman. Omo Lecho Rav Ashi, Hu Adin, the Af Al Gav, the Loi Ovet Bo Maimel, Nochis michlas cholze yevum eloi miyam. He says, 100% right. The din is yesike. And afilu, if the nosi nochis would not have made maima, still the nochis would be chaletzes v'loi misyabemes, because he's a tzore to achois isha who became an abbezike. Rodiktoni maima, Lafuki mi beishamay doma maima kaine kinyigomo kamash mulon doloike beishamay. Now what the Mishnah is telling us, that the tzores cheletzes is not that we should be medayik, that if he wouldn't make maima, it could be miyabn the tzor. If he wouldn't make maima, the tzor would also be cheletzes. Because he's a tzores achisi shebezik, and he wants to tell us that even though he made Maimer, the Tzor is Chayletzes, La'afuki Beishamid holds Maimer is Koine Kinyin Gomel. So Maimer is Koine Kinyin Gomel, so she's a true Tzor is Herbe, so wouldn't even be Chayletzes. So the Mishnah is not coming to tell us the din that Loimish Yabemis, I feel that without the Maimer, I would know that Loimish Yabemis, because she's a Tzor through Zike. Now the Mishnah is coming to tell us that Al Kaponim Cheletz is because Maima is not Koine Kinyingo. Let us see Rashi. Kashi de Rav Nachman, de Daik Le'el, Mistamas Nisen, Zois Eimeres, Ein Zika, Filo Bechadache, and Rav Ashi is being a Rai from our Mishnah, את יסיקה בתחי אחי. אמר לך רב אשי, אהי דיוקדל לאו דווק, דהו עדין אפל גם לא יעובד מימה, אפל איבוד נמד מימה, בעל הנוכיס, אבל גם לא יעובד מימה בעל הנוכיס, בחוי סיישס אוכיס, אפל איבוד נמד מימה, כשיומוס ונהודאי, אפילו ותאב מימה, נוכיס אישתם מכלוס חולצה ולא ימשאבת. שור אוסו גט חליץ. היו וערבו על בעלו לבדי הבסרום יסינץ שי ווז אולי עסקו כתהם. נעשה צרוסו בזיקה. סודפי שביקם הצורה בזיקה. Now, אגב אוכה, let us, before we go a little further, there's a שטיקל האור over here. Before Rashi said that we only say the din that she becomes, if it would be meis and girish, it would be also to the other brother, dafke if it was konas, dafke if he was miyabmo, so then we say this in the fila from that brother, we say yesh zike, that in the fila was bishas misa already, so she was atzoras achis isha, bishas nesum rishainim, so therefore she's also to the other brother, the other balachos. But Rashi said, Klo, what is the din if it wouldn't have been konas? If it wouldn't have been konas, so then we say that she's falling directly from the first brother. Now here we're speaking about the case of the first Mishnah is speaking about as follows. We said that the Baal HaNochis made Maima to the one of the Achis. So Mamela, the Nochis became a Tzore to the Achis Isha. Now, so Rav Ashi holds, you don't need really to make Maima. I feel if you wouldn't have made Maima, she also becomes a tzore to the Achis Isha, because it's the din of Zike, and therefore she'll be also to the other brother. That's what Rashi says. Now here there was no konas. Here there was no konas. Afal Pikein. Here we say Yesh Zike, and we consider her that she became Mitzad din Zike, a wife to the Baal HaNochis, and that alone will answer the Nochis to the other brother. That's what the Gemara says. That's what Rav Nachman says. I hold Yesh Zike. So Philo, without Maima, the Nochis will be also to the other brother. So the Elchaner explains that that's why Rashi had to be marachavi a little bit. Rashi said, because in the case of the first Mishnah, there was only a Zika to one brother. That means the Achais, there were three brothers. Two were married sisters, and there was a third one that married a Nochis. Now, when one of the Bali Achais died, so his wife fell only to the Bala Nochis. She didn't fall to the other one. Tell one she's an elder. So there was only an Afila to the Baal HaNochis. So there, we don't need konas. That means he's the only one zikha that could be miyabim hov. So memela, we consider al halacha of yesh zikha, we consider that she became his wife, and the nochis became atzor of an achis isha. That's what Rashi said, that's what Rashi is marach over here. V'loi mishyabem esroel ve'elve al baila levadis habisrom. Rashi says a shtik teire, because the elva was only zokup to him, nasa sarosa bezik. Al koponim, so Rav Ashi disagreed with Rav Nachman's pshat, and Rav Ashi said that pshat in the first Mishnah, Maim is coming to tell us, lafuki mi beishamai. According to beishamai, According to Beis Shammai, the halacha would be that after Maimel, she doesn't even need chalitza. So the Mishnah is telling us that even after Maimel, she still needs chalitza. But Yibum would be also a filler without Maimel to din of Yezik. Kinyan Gomo, va filler chalitza loyte boi nochis. According to Beis Shammai, the nochis doesn't need chalitza. Ala teitim shum tzoras achayisisha. Gamash melom chalitzas. So now we understand how Rav Ashi learned Pshat in the first Mishnah, and Maimah is not coming to tell us that not because of the Maimah you can't be Miyabim, but because of the Zik also you can't be Miyabim. Maimah is coming to tell us that if you're with the Maimah, there's a Chi of Chalitza. So now the Gemara goes on our Mishnah, Ula Rav Nachman Kashi de Rav Ashi. Now, according to Rav Nachman, who holds Ein Zikah, Kashi de Rav Ashi. Now, we have here a diik in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, there was a diik at this. There was a diik, gireish, meis, konas, or meis. So then, with this seder, the din is that what? The din is that, she's mutter. But it would seem, if it would have been meis, gireish, that was the diik of Rav Ashi. If he had meis, gireish, konas, or meis, she'll be also. So you see, why is that so? Because we hold Yezik. Lav Nachman Kashi de Rav Ashi. V'chiteim u'adin dafilu meis v'achakach gireish sarosa muteres. So the Moses says, no, I'll tell you that don't be such a daikon in the Mishnah. The loche would be afilu meis, gireish. Meis is nothing. We hold einzig. Meis and gireish is also tzarosa muteres. Elezuhi lemu'utei mai. So what is it telling her? This case is muter. It seems there's another case that she'll be yasa. So what's the case that's also? So the Gemara says, lemu'utei konas va'achakach gireish. That the Mishnah is coming to tell us that tafke, we have here, it says gireish, meis, konas, umeis. So Rav Nachman says, this say the between Girish and Meis, it's not chilek. It could have been Meis with Girish also. The Ike of all this is telling us, Girish, Konas. Then it's Mutter. Aber Konas and Girish, then it's also. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us that we hold Nesuim Rishayim Apilim. And Davke Girish with Konas is Mutter, aber Konas with Girish is also. That's the Zui. But with the mace is lemal lemay. There was mace for girish, girish and mace. It's not chilek. Alzim utemay lemute konas va'achar kach girish. So what does Rashi say? Hu adin ba'filu mace nosi nochis va'achar kach girish echad mibalachoyis es ishtoy v'konsa. It's also materas lishlishik sheyamuzah. Blimrin in tzoras achayis ishtey shazu bezikohu. Mikore koidem gerish, and she was a tzore before the gerish and out zike, because we ordained zike. Well, it's coming to tell us, davke gerish vekonas, obokonas anochis, vachakach gerish es ishtoi. Umeis, then is dasur anochis, mishim tzore sachis ish, vaaf al gav, dahashte bishas nafilo lav tzoris, ninu bishas mised en atzoris. But we'll see, but Nesuim Rishayim Apilim. So Bishas the Nesuim, they were Tzores. So Bishas Nesuim were Tzores, so this is also. So the Gemara says, O Nichi Yisov Elo Kerabi Yomi. So that's very good. If Rav Nachman holds like Rabbi Yomi, we'll see that Rabbi Yomi holds that our Mishnah holds Nesuim Rishayim Apilim. The Omar Tavre Mishas Shonazu, Loi Shonazu. That means the Gemara in the first passage is the Stira. Our Mishnah says, Girish vachakach konas. Botsim konas vachakach girish is osa. Our Mishnah seems told nesum rishayim apilim. The first Mishnah says kulam shenizgarshu meis utzorasei mutoris. So the first Mishnah holds that misam apelis. So afilus konas vachakach girish is also mutar. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, and daf yud gimu tavra mishi shonezu loy shonezu. It's taki machlikas tanoi. Vahai tane sova misem apeles, vahai tane sova nesuim rishayim apilim. So memeles, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, zuhi lemeutei konas l'psoiv girish. So that is pshat in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is saying, der davke girish vachakach konas, so then she's mutter, she never was, a tzores achois isho, but konas vachakach girish will be awesome. So then it's very good, according to Rav Nachman. Elo yisove lo kerove, the oma lo ilom chatano, but if we'll say, that Rav Nachman holds like Rove, and Rove says, both Tanoim hold Misa Mapelis. That means the first mission in Yevamos tells us, Konas Va'achakach Gireish is Mutter, because we hold Misa Mapelis. And our mission is telling us, Gireish Va'achakach Konas is also Mutter, but it's not, Zuvein Tzach Leime Zuktoni. And the Gemara asks, if Rav Nachman holds like Rove, Zuhi lemu'utei mai, so what is the Mishnah coming to tell us? Here it's Mutter, but to tell us in another case it's also. Hakochachok Rabbi Yirmiyah Svirelei. Let us see Rashi. Honi chisov lo Rav Nachman k'Rabbi Yirmiyah nama perikame kiravinan hamas nisin de zui de mamayet konas l'b'sayv girish. The Mishnah says girish l'b'sayv konas is muta, so it's him konas l'b'sayv girish is also. Ahi dektoni v'kulon im nizgar shu tzari seim v'toris. And the first Mishnah says im nizgar shu tzari seim v'toris v'av agav de konas l'b'sayv girish v'om Rabbi Yirmiyah tava tzakakash mishi shanazulay shanazul. Eli sova lo kerova, but if Rav Nachman holds like Rove, the zoo ain't so chloy mizuktonim. Alme konas lebroi b'soiv girei sharia. So Rove holds that the Mishnah, the both Mishnahs hold misim apel. So konas lebroi girei is also sharia. Efilotan of the hochi. B'zoo ilav limu'utei os. It doesn't come to be memayet konas lebroi girei because, Konas b'sayv girish is also mutter. So zui lemu'utei mai. So what is the zuhi? This is the case that that is mutter. Shenizgar shu tzarasei mutter. So what is it coming to tell us? Zui lemu'utei mai. I lemu'utei meis ochiv. It's coming to be memayit. Meis ochiv. Achakach girish ishtoi. Because Yevemto, it's coming to tell us about that. This is also that it was mace and girish. The Mishnah says girish and mace. The Mishnah says girish and mace, and it's coming to tell us that what that the Mishnah says girish or the Mishnah says girish or mace. Because is mutter. Now we have to have a deal, because what is also? Ile mu'utei meis ochiv va'achakach girish ishtoi mekones yevimtoi. So that should be also. Hashte konas va'achakach girish arye. It was konas va'achakach girish, and she was a tzore to the erva b'shas nesuim rishonim. Is arye, if we hold like rove, girish. V'achakach konas mi boy, so I can't come to tell that this is awesome. The konas v'achakach girish is mutas girish v'achakach konach hunch besamut. V'ilam mu'ute, if it's coming to tell us, meis nosu inochis v'loy girish balachis ishto. Speaking about meis, but it was meis v'loy girish balachis ish, and he never gave her a get. U'meis. And now he died. That means it was meis, v'loy gireish, u'meis. That means, da'asure noches liyevumi, you can't be miyabim de noches, mishum da'ave tzore bezike lezusha nofla achshav. She was a tzore bezike, he never gave a get. Lezushin of la achshav ba'oid ba'ilochai, that she was a tzore bezike when the husband was still alive. V'rei loin is garshe, and he never gave a get to the achos. U'bishas misa tzore say. U'baho moide rovis, a rovis moide, that if they died, and he never gave a get to the Yerba, Rav holds Misma Pelos, but so if you hold that Al Tzadin of Zikim, she became Ishtoi, and then he never gave her a get, and then he died, so she's falling Liyim. Hola Rav Nachman Lekala Meimochi. Rav Nachman can't say that that's Pshat. Do Ein Zikit Svirale. So you can't say that the Mishnah is coming to tell us that Meis, V'loi Giresh, U'meis is Osa. That you can't come and tell us, because Rav Nachman holds Ein Zikit. So Mamela Meis, if there was Loi Konas, there's nothing. Hilkach al kochach Rabbi Yirmiyah svirale. So we have to say holds like Rabbi Yirmiyah, that Rabbi Yirmiyah holds that what that nesuim rishayim apilim. Ulamute, and that's pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said a whole bunch of other things. With Mesa, the Medikir is the Untishte Shure is girish vekonas is muta. Ulamute konas vachakach girish is also dom and nesuim apilim vahayshay tetzores el vahavi. So Mamela, so the Gemara says that Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yirmiyah, that Nesum Rishaynim Apilim, and the Mishnah is coming to tell us Giresh V'achakach Konas is Mutter, and L'diyuke Konas V'achakach Giresh is us. That's Rav Nachman. Ula Rav. Now the Gemara is going to figure out how did Rava learn Pshat in the our Mishnah. Rava holds that Misema, our Mishnah holds Misema Pelos. The Rava only chisavolo ke Rav Ashi. Now, if Rava holds like Rav Ashi, you say Yesh Zikem is Zui lemiyutei meis peloy girish. So then the Mishnah is coming to tell us Meis V'loi Girish. That means the Mishnah is coming to tell us as follows. That if it was Girish, it's always Mutter. And because he holds Misema Pelos. Now it's speaking about Loi, the Dik is as follows. The Mishnah says if it was Girish, it's Mutter. It doesn't matter if it's Girish before Konas, after Konas. That's the Dik is if it was Girish. If it wasn't Giresh, so then the Erba will be also. Now, what is the Mishnah coming to tell us? If the Mishnah is coming to tell us it was Konas, v'lo Giresh, the Erba is also, the Tzor is also, so that's a Poshit, the Tzor is Achesisha, that's Poshit, don't need our Mishnah to tell us this. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us that Meis, v'lo Giresh, that means when the Nasi Nochris died, Mishnah is coming to tell us that when the Nasi Nochris died, so there was already a Zikim to the brother of the Achais. So she's considered a Tzore to an Achais Ishe. And then when that brother died, so she's also to the other brother, Al Tzoreis Achais Ishe B'Zikim. And Rava holds Misa Mapela, so speaking about Loi Girish. That's what the Gemara says. Anichi Savala Keravashi Zuli Miute Meis B'Loi Girish. If the Nasi Nochris died, the brother was Loi Girish. So Mamelu, the Mishnah is coming to tell us that she was a Skukim to the Baal Achais. So Mamela, she becomes, the Nochis becomes Atzoras Achesisha, Bezike, and she's also to the other Balachis. Elo Yisovelo ke Rav Nachman, but if Rava will hold like Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman holds Ein Zike, Izui Limute Mai Al Kolchoch ke Rav Ashi Sfirale. So we have to say that Rava holds like Rav Ashi. Let us see Rashi. So Trashi, L'rova da Omar Misa Mapelos. Bekonas v'achakach Giresh Isharye. So that's also Mutter. Anichi Sovolo ke Ravashi diyesh zike, hoz diyesh zike, zuil mutei meis b'loi Giresh. So this is what the Mishnah wants to tell us. That if it was meis v'Giresh, it's Mutter. Doesn't matter if it was Giresh or meis. Meis v'Giresh, it's not chelik, it's Misa Mapelos. Zumut meis belegish. Like daikle masnisin kerab ashi. The omar homeis va'achakach gireish asure. Because Ravashi said this, because Ravashi also kabir, we hear that nisum v'shoinim apilim. The Rav and Misam Apella Sviri, but Rav was Misam Apella, so there's no difference. It's, if it's Girish and Meis, the Girish, we all Misam Apella also be Mutter, always be Mutter. But even the Girish Shorye, Ela Ochi Daik. Now Rav is Medaik as follows. Time of the Girish, that was Al Koponim Agerish, the Bishas Misam Lapzoris Haver. Bishas, when that brother died, they weren't soris. Zu hi denochis muteres. So if there was a gerish in any way before the misa of the Baal Ha'achos, so then the tzore is muter. Avo meish sheini ze acharishain. But what is the if the sheini died after the first one died? V'loi gerish es ishtoi. V'afilu loi konas es anochis. Even though he wasn't kindest to Nochis, Asure. So then, she is also to the third brother, Ahavit Tzore Sachis Isha Bezike. Vafilo Bishas Misa. They were Tzore Bishas Misa. The Kivin the Yeshike. Even though this Yeshike. Avakilu Bo Af Mikoyach Sheni. So she's falling Af Mikoyach Sheni. Now, Agavuche, we have the whole Cheshbon. The Rashi is telling us there's a machlokes between Ravashi and Rovet. Ravashi held, when do we consider she's falling from the Sheini, if it was Konas Lipsoif? But if it wasn't Konas Lipsoif, so then Rashi holds, so then the Shlishi could be Miyabim Ho, because she comes directly from the Rishon. That is what Ravashi held. And Rava holds that Afilu there never was a konas, Amayra de Kizah, there never was a konas. So the Baal Nochis died, there's two brothers that she can fall to. Both of them are married to sisters. And then one of the brothers died, so we say she fell to him also. And now she's falling, and so she became Matzores Achos Isha, and now Lemaisa, so he can't be Miyabma. He can't be Miyabma, Al Tzadin of Yezike, and she became Matzores Achos Isha. The Kima the Yezike, Vikilu, Bo Af Mikoyach Sheni. We consider Keilu it's Bo Af Mikoyach Sheni. This is Amoyre de Kedin. And I think they bring down from the Shulti HaGiboyrim. We should appreciate, this is a Shekel HaKedin over here, to understand this, that what is the Din? The Shulti HaGiboyrim says, according to Rove, the way Rashi says Pshat, what will be the Din if you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi? Reuven dies, so she falls to Shimon and Levi. You say Yezike betrayach, she falls to Shimon and Levi. Now Shimon dies, but Shimon has children. So the Shulti Geberim says, according to Rava, she's also to Levi, because Zike makes her Shimon's wife, just like Rashi says over here. That Zika makes her, there were two brothers that are married to two sisters. So Rashi says that the Zika made her, she's noiful afmi asheini. She's noiful to the Shlishi from the Rishon, and she's noiful from the Sheini also. So Memele, she'll have such a case. If you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Shimon has children, and Reuven died, and now Shimon died, so now, to Levi, she's Eishes Reuven, which is a Heter Yibum, and she's Eishes Shimon. There's no Heter Yibum, there's an Eishes Ach. That's what Rashi says according to Rabbi. Given the Yezika, the Kilobo Af Mikoyer Shein. So now Rashi asks an Iluye Shikash. So according to Rabbi, Vim Toima, Bo Hoyo Vezike Hashive, Liyois Oleo Koyach Hasheini, that because of Zika, we don't say that she can fall from the first to the third. We say she falls also from the second to the third. There was a Zika to the second also. So she falls from the second also to the third. She's fallen from the second to the third. So Mamela, so now she's a Tzora Selva. So Rashi asks Amir the Kikasha, Oil Bezikr Shivali is a Leo Koyach Hashaini, Aveishis Beis Mesim. So Rashi says, so why do you need the whole, why do you say that she's Choylitz? Because the second brother was married to Achayis Ishtoi, so she became a Tzora Achayis Ishim. Forget about let the second brother Bechlau not have a wife. But Al Koponim, but Al Tadin of Zike, so she became the wife of the second one. And now the second one wasn't Miyabma, she became the wife of the second one, she was the wife of the first one, now she's falling to the third one, so she's an Eishish Neimesim. An Eishish Neimesim doesn't fall a Yibum. Al Koponim, we need Chalitzi, you're not allowed to be Miyabma. So why do you need this whole Inyan? According to Rove, why do you need this whole Indian of that she became a Tzorot and Achis Isha? The Blavi said, Achis Nami Asira. The Rashi says, Loi. The Zike Shnei Yevomim Da Asira Lesa Midirais. That means Rashi says, it would be a true Issa, then I have a Meredith Kekash. But in reality, there's no such Issa. There's no Issa Minatoi Raveisha Shnei Meis. It's a gzeire de rabon. Bloi goza rabono, ala heiche de oved bo maima. And we find the tzir of Eishes Beis Meishrim in the Mishnah that says as follows. That Reuven died, and then Shimon made maima, and now Shimon died. It says that Shimon had another wife also. So Levi is chaylitz, and not miyabim, is chaylitz, both of them. He's Chaylitz, the Balas Maima, and Eisha Shimon. There we find the din of Eisha Shnei Meisim. He can't give Yibum to Eisha Shimon because he's a Tzores of an Eisha Shnei Meisim. So Rashi says, there it's not a true drosha. So Rashi says, the Zikish Neivam in the Sira, less me the Reis. Will I go to Rabbon and Lehecha Dovet Bo Maima? The Rabbonu was Goyzer, Eche the Ovet Bo Maima, Gzeire, Shema Yoimru, Shnei Yevomis, Abois, Mi Bais Echad, Mis Yabmais. That means people might not realize that the first one is coming from the first brother, and then you have Eishas Reuven and Eishas Shimon over here. So really there's a din of Yibum Mitzad Reuven. The din of Yibum Mitzad Shimon. But people won't realize it. People will see that both of them are Shimon's wife, and if we'll be miyabim both of them, so come out, so people will say that Shnei Yevomis, Abois Mebayis Echad, Mishyabmois. So therefore, that's the whole din of Eishes Shnei Meisim. So this din of Eishes Shnei Meisim is Dafke if Maimah was made. If Maimah was made, it looks like Shnei Yevomis, Abois Mebayis Echad. But if Maimah was not made, so then is Bechlau no Issa be'etzem of Eishes Shnei Meisim. So that is, if Rava holds, like Rav Ashi, Yezike. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us that Gireish is Mutal, and Loi Gireish is awesome. Because we say Yezike, so that's real like Rav Ashi. Eli sova ki Rav Nachman da ein zike, but if you're like Rav Nachman da ein zike. Vaho shoye, so such a case will be muta. This case will be muta. Zuhi lamute mai. So what is the case of Zuhi? A kulin shoye, bar mikonas v'lagirish. So the only case that will be also, if you hold like Rove, the misim apelis. So that the only case will be also be konas v'legirish. Avahipshita, the vegetanina law. So that's a portion of the din. That a tzoros elve doesn't fall a yidin. V'yosu zui l'miyute. So kochach we have to say that Rava holds like Rav Ashi, that Yerzike, in the Mishnah is coming to tell us that if she became a tzoros with Zike, so after A husband dies, it's chiletzes v'lo mishyabemes. Let us just see Tosfos v'nes v'olav sha'achas. Now this is going on the first mishnah we had learned tonight. The case was So the Mishnah is telling us in the Nefilo Rishonim she was an Achisisha, and then later she became Ois Achisisha, but there's a din Nesra. The Nesra Olav Sha'achas. Bahach bove avimotzi lemikat ve'echad mufne. He says, we're coming to say that even though she married the second one, even though when the second one died, she's not an elve. But since in the first nefila, even though in the second nefila she's not an elve, but since in the first nefila she was an elve, so there's a din of nesra. So, b'hach bo v'avamotzi l'minket v'echad mufne. You don't need b'chlau that he was nosi noches. L'noket hochi, mishum din noches nami mitzere v'shahoyse tzores achos ishe sho'achas. The loshon is a little shver. The Tosfos HaRosh is a clearer girsa. L'fi shehi tzora, because she became a tzore, La'achos isha shenescha olav sha'achas. She became a tzore to an achas isha that was nescha olav sha'achas. That means, so the Mishnah is coming to tell us that in the second nefila, even though she wasn't a tzore to an achas isha, let's say for all practical purposes, this is what the Rishash speaks out. It's got says nosa noches, but it's really coming to tell us, afilu, let's say that the second, he was a ponui, and he was miyabim da achos, and then later her sister died, and later he married a noches. So she never was a tzore to an achos isha. She was a tzore to an esro. That's the lotion of the Taisrosh. Tzore la'achis isha shenesra olav sha'achas. You don't have to be a tzore tanachis isha sha'achas. You have to be a tzore tanachis isha that was nesra sha'achas. Is also the halacha is that a part of the tzore. So the Mishnah mentions nosa nochis to tell us that besides the test bovarayis, the part of the tzore, nesra also part of the tzore. So if that's why we said it was nos and noches, to tell us that a part of the tzore, so why didn't the Mishnah say this? It said it was nos and noches, and reizu asura, saying, zu v'tzoros asura lo v'lomis. Taskosh. V'imtoima, l'rab Yirmiye, da omar, da haitane, da pirkin, sovar nesuyim apilet. According to Rabbi Yirmiye, that says that the Tana of this Peri calls Nesuim Apila. Amai loy nokat the meisa achas min achyes trila. So why do you have to say that the achyes died after she was misyabim to the sheni, then the achyes died? Say the Meisa Achye, the Meisa Achas Min Achyes Tchila. There were two brothers that were married to two sisters. Now one of the sisters died. But we hold Nesuim Rishayne Mapilim. So Nesuim Rishayne Mapilim, so that means, Bishas, he had two sisters. So Bishas both were alive. So there was a Nefila from one brother, Nesuim Rishayne Mapilim. So one sister fell to the Baal of the other sister. Now, Nisuim Rishayim Apilim. Now, so it was a Nefila, Bishas Nisuim. But Bishas this Nefila, she was an Elve. So was Nesra. So this Nefila, the Nefila of Nisuim, was Nesra. Later, he died, and the other brother was Miyam. And later the brother died, the Nosi Nochis died, and Nashi's also to the third brother, because it was Nesra B'Shas Nesuim Rishonim. So why did the Mishnah have to say that the sister died after the Yibum of the Sheni? The sister could have died even before the brother died. If he's holding the Suyim Rishonim Apilim, so Memele, so there was a Nefila already Bechaye Ha'ach, and it was Nesro. That's Eisvus Kash. Amayle look at the Meis Acha Min Achas Min Acha Yistchila. V'achakach meis bailo shel shniyim. V'konas nosi nochis es ishtoi. First she became a selv, then the bailo shel shniyim died. V'konas nosi nochis es ishtoi. U meis is asuro. Now she is also to that third brother. Shenas rolov sha'achas. Kiven din nesuyim ma'apilim. Chem above the lakamon be'zachan avala misni shemes achas mim tchila v'achar kach meis bailo shel shniya. V'yesh loima. So Tosfos says a yisoid. The loi mahani l'meimer nesuyim ma'apilim el le'inin shim hoysa tzoras elbe sha'achas shuv ein lo heta. That means the whole din of nesuyim ma'apilim is that if a woman was a tzore to an erve b'shas nisuyin, she gets a shame tzores erve, and kolzman the erve is also, so she is also a tzores erve. Shuv ein laheta, af al pi she b'shas nefile kvar ein a tzores erve, even though b'shas nefile they're not tzores anymore, that means he gave a get to the erve, or the erve died, but al koponim, that's the din. The din is that if we hold the sum mishenim apilim, Rabbi Reuven explains, so just like that there's, just like an achisisha is also, so a tzores achisisha is also an issa, just like an achisisha is also to the baal ha'isha, achisisha is also to the baal ha'isha, then tzores achisisha is also to the baal ha'isha. So she became a tzoret on achisish, and that is the remains. Avol kan mishum nisuyin mapilim. But over here you want to say that there should be a dinesro by nechshavno keilu noflo b'chaye ishtoi v'yotza mimenu b'oisa isho mishum achisish. But to, he says, nisuyin rishayin mapilim is only maspik to aser the tzoret, to give her a shame tzoret selva. But to create a din of nesro, that nesuim rishonim cannot do.